The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayris Daf Yud Beis. We have the last shiur over here, Binyone Pidyon Petach Hamor, and we'll discuss sort of a hemshich to what we discussed in previous shiurim, the relationship between the momoin and between the iser, the shem hegdish, the pidyon of the petach hamor, and how that plays itself out in the pidyon of the petach hamor itself. There's a famous kasha that the achroinim are matriach to bimavar, exactly what the mahalach has to be, and discussing the different facets of the terutzim will give us a little bit more insight into this inyan. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara said on Tesamid Beis, that Misha Yeshla Petach Hamor Ve'en Lo Selef Doisoi is Poideu B'Shavyo. Even though the Torah only talks about being Poideu the Chamor, whether it's Osabano, whether it's not Osabano, or Yudin Reb Shimon, we discussed, but the din is to be Poideu the Chamor onto the Seh. We explained that there's a din in the Chamor itself, the Kedushas Bukhar is Mechayiv Pidio. That means to take that din in the Chamor and put it onto a Seh. Ein lo Seh, Poideu B'Shavyov. Poideu B'Shavyov, Pashtus means Kipshutoi. Poideu B'Shavyov. And there's a Kasha, the one who asked the Kasha, the famous address for the Kasha, the Turi Evin and Megillah, Chov Gimel, but it's a famous Kasha, the Pashto question. The Halochi is, we Paskin, the Gemara discusses in Bav Metziah Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara in the beginning of Tmur, the Gemara makes mention of it in Kiddushin. The halacha is any time a bailim wants to be paid the hegdish, l'moshul. Somebody was magdish a house. The value of the house is $250,000. L'maisa hegdish shove moned b'losh na Gemara shechilloi al shove pruto michulalas. The Gemara brings the memory of Hashem Shmuel. The Gemara debates whether there's a machlekes tanoim in that, but l'maisa that's the halacha. Hegdish shove moned shechillo al shove pruto. The halacha is that even though the discrepancy, ein lecha discrepancy godol mizeh between a mona and between a shava pruta, the halacha is that the hegdish is chal. Now, if we understand that pidias chamor on a seh is inherently has nothing to do with the value per se of the chamor and the seh, yet the Gemara makes mention by us on Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, of an amount, how much the seh should be worth, it's worth a zuz, but that these are all dinim derabbanan, the same way there's a shir in truma, ayin ro, ayin yofa, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, 1 out of 40, but be'etzim, in hafrosis truma, to be matir the kri, the tevel is metukon, the kri is metukon, even chita achas poiteris is a kri, the same is true, l'chayra. Midaraisa, the ptia of the chamor vis-a-vis the seh, has absolutely nothing to do with the value, the relative values of the two. You pay the chamor on a set, it's a cost of nothing to do with value. You're not buying something in the store. This is the value of the chamor, you're paying for it with a seh. It's a pidyon, it's a chil. Imkein, l'chayra chil, shove mona al shove pruta, it's chal. Why shouldn't the seh be chal? Why shouldn't the chamor be chal on anything? The Gemara says you can be poide only b'shavyov. Ad kama that the gzeis hakosav obviously is not magdir that you need dafka seh. Even though the pasuk talks about a seh. See the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos when he brings down in Mitzvah Pebeis when he brings down Mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamor mentions dafka b'seh v'loy b'zulosoy. Sounds clear that he's not going with b'shavyov. Major kasha. We don't pass in that way. We pass in the Gemara says very clearly, lo yehei chomer min ha-hegdish, you can be paided like hegdish. But if you can be paided like hegdish, l'chay should be able to be paided on a shavah pruta. L'chay should be able to be paided on anything. Why dafka b'shav yov? There's two tracks. Either chamor, and over there it's not value-based. Whatever the value is, the chamor on the seh, it doesn't make a difference what the chamor is worth, what the seh is worth, or b'shav yov. What could be the husband such a thing? So, the Ture Evin offers a teretz based on a Tosfos in Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Tosfos over there in Menachos says that this din of Shmuel, what the Gemara calls the din of Shove Mona Shechillo Apruta Ischal, is dafka by the Bailim. Only the Bailim who is being poided before it goes, he was magdish his house, like we said, before the Gizbar takes possession of the house. He was magnish, and then he has his mischaret. And Tosfos words that because since it's biyodei of the bailim to be shoyel alek day shoy, every neder you could be shoyel on, including nidre hegdish, a person's magnish of behema. A person's magnish his house, he can undo that by being shoyel, by being mater neder. If he has the yad to be mater neder, and by the way, the bailim can only be mater neder until the gizba takes possession of it, which needs itself an explanation. But as soon as the bailim takes possession, I'm sorry, as soon as the gizba takes possession, the bailim cannot be poida. So insofar as now he could be poida, and if he'd be poida, the hegdish would fall off without any monetary input. He wouldn't have to be poida even on a shav pruda. So the halach is a biyode azah, that he could be poida on even a shav pruda. This itself needs an explanation. What does one have to do with the other? Is it a biyode? Is it a svar? Is it a real svar? How could he be paid $100 on a shavu pruto? What's going on? What's the gedder of this halacha? What's the difference between bailim? What does teisa menachas mean? That's A. B, to use this as an across-the-board answer is not so partial because the Rambam seemingly does not hold like teisa. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chov Beis Ois Dalid brings the Rambam in Erech and Perek Zayin Halacha Ches says Hegdash Shavu Manu Shechil Lo Shavu Prutam Mechulu. Doesn't say that there's a difference between Bailam and not. What exactly is the Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos? It just adds to what's hard to understand over here. That's one Mahalacha de Turei Evin. The Stipel over here has an Arichus. He brings down from Reb Zalman Sender. Reb Zalman Sender was one of the Gedolei Ador 100 years ago. His son, the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, in his classic Sefer, brings down, he has a Ha'oris, he has a little bit of a kuntris from his father called Mizger Zov. His father, Reb Zalman Sender, wrote Ha'oris that he added to his own Sefer. It was a Kovet Vim. He was from the younger Rabbanim when he published the Sefer. His father was already from the established Gedolei Ador. So Reb Zalman Sender addresses over there, the Mizger Zov in the Dvar Avram, addresses this question. And he says that if you look at the Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara says that the reason why Hegdash Shav Manu Shechil Al Shav Pruta is Chal. What do you mean? There's a discrepancy. $100 on a Shav Pruta. It sounds like a joke. The Gemara over there is the Sugya above Metzia, is the Sugya of Oino. And the Gemara says the same way there's no Oino by Avodim Karkois and Shtorois, because things are not Gufim Omen, they're not entitled to Gufim Omen. There's no Oino if somebody buys a real estate and the price is wrong, he overcharges or he underpays. The halach is that the wrong party cannot claim oino. There's no mekachtois. There's only that he was wronged on the price. He cannot claim if the item in question was avodim karkois, avodim hukash the karkois, or shtoris. Included in that list as well is ein oino behekdeishois. Since ain't no begdeshes, the Gemara says over there, that's why Hegdash Shav Amonah. Shechil lo Shav Pruta is chal, because ain't no begdeshes. And he says, since ain't no begdeshes, he says that's only true by regular Hegdash. By Petach Hamor, the reason why ain't no begdeshes is because there's no body that you're responsible monetarily to. Mashenkin, if we're talking about Petach Hamor, Harei the Seb becomes Moment Koin. If the Seba comes Mama Koyin, there's a Bailam involved. There's a Bailam involved. You can't say any no Begdeshois. Because it's not Doim Lahegdish in that aspect that there is no Bailam. Petach Hamor is different. It might have somewhat of a similarity in that there's a Din Isur. You have to be part of it. Similar to Hegdish. But Lamaisa, since we're talking over here about somebody with a monetary stake, with a monetary claim, it does not have that identity of Hegdish Lagabe any no Begdeshois. Therefore, the Tzushtel to Hegdash Shav Amonah Shechil Al Pruta is wrong. It has to be Nifta Keshav Yusei. The problem is that you see that the Shavius is not so Poshut, because when you're talking about a Sen and Chamor, it doesn't have to be the right value. So what is it? There's two separate halachas. There's one halacha that says because if you can be paid the Chamor and a Sen, no matter what the value is. Then there's another halacha, you're buying it, and there's a buyer, there's a seller, the coin, you're jipping the coin, so really you have to pay him the right amount of money. Is there two tracks over here of Pidyon Petach Hamor? What's going on? The Stipler himself offers a little bit of a different knach, and this will open up that maybe everybody really is really talking on the same wavelength, just needs interpretation how to fit into everybody's teretz. The Stifler brings a musik from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim discusses this in a few places in Stencil, the Chedushin that I printed B'Shem Reb Chaim, one's in Bav Mitzvah Daf and Zayin, one's in Kedushin Daf Hey, which talks about Pidyon Hegdish. And Reb Chaim understands that this, that Hegdish Shav Amona Shechillah Shav Pruta works, is because the idea behind Chillah Hegdish is not a transaction. He says there is a musik of buying something from a gizbar. For instance, a gizbar already took possession of a piece of real estate, or let's say a gizbar, somebody was magdish a barrel of apples. The gizbar took possession of the barrel of apples. The gizbar has a right to sell off with the vehicle called pidyon. He could sell off and he could make the money, the cash, go to buy the kabbayas. And over there, the halach is, since that's mekach u'memkar, it has to be done with the proper value. The gizbar sells it for the proper value. It's all in erichin with yode ala yoyna. We'll learn those sugyas of pidyon. Reb Chaim says there's another way of pidyon which has nothing to do with derech mekach u'memkar, like buying from a gizbar. Pidyon means where you're not buying it from Hegdish. What you're doing is you're transferring the kedusha that's inherent on A onto B. For instance, a person has peris of Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, by the way, has the same also Hegdish Shav Amona Shechillah al Shav Pruta. The same thing, even though Maisa Sheni, if a person has $100 worth of apples that are supposed to go up to Yerushalayim, of course he's allowed to take money. He's allowed to transfer the Kedusha of the Maisa Sheni onto the coins. He adds a Chaymish, he takes it up to Yerushalayim. He uses those coins to buy Tzorchei Maisa Sheni, to eat whatever he buys, B'Kedushas Maisa Sheni. That's the essential halacha of Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Over there also, the halacha is that B'Dievet, if he's paid on a Shavu Pruta, it's Chal. The idea of being paid the Maisa Sheni, says the Stipler, of being paid the Hegdish in that sense, when it's not a sale, a buying and a sale from the Gizbar, is a transfer of the Kedusha on the Peiros onto the money. The idea is not buying and selling, which is value-based. The idea is that this thing has Kedusha. You take the Kedusha on item A and you transfer it to item B. In that sense, it has absolutely nothing to do with the price. So Mela, before something is biyad gizbar, we are not doing a business transaction. So the halacha is that then you can go the chil hatoka sakedusha route, and Mela hegdish shav amon shechil hashav pruta will be chal. Says the Stipler that petach hamor doesn't have that; it doesn't have a hatoka of the kedusha. So Mela over there, the only way to go about the pidyon petach hamor is only sort of on a business model. Derech mekach u'memkar, you have to buy peshavio. But again, that leaves us with the question. So the din of a chamor onto a set, no matter what the value of the chamor on the set is something else. It's a different halacha. Over there you see, that doesn't have to be a value-based transaction. So this sort of leaves us, again, with the same question. So what I'd like to do is, I don't know if it'll be miyashiv the problem totally, but to give a little bit of background to the idea of momo in hegdish, and let's maybe identify that Momon Hegdish is not so much the same idea as Momon. You're not talking about the regular value-based business exchange when you talk about Chil, Pidyon, and so on. And maybe that'll help us over here. Shev Shmaitz in the beginning of Shar Vov is Mayrich, that even though normally as an established rule, Isser, Eid Echor is Nemon, on Dine Momnes, you need two aid. Moitzos Mom is only with two aid. And what about when we're talking about an aid echod, or two aid being made, that something used to be Hegdish, and it was nifter from Hegdish, and now, or let's say there was a She'elas Neder, there was a Toros Nedarim, and now the Chefetz, which was formerly Hegdish, is not. On the one hand, you're being Moitzi Momon from Hegdish. On the other hand, the Gemara's Mavur in the Yevamos, in the beginning of Perek Yisharab, and other places, that it's clear that Erechad works. So the Shmaisi doesn't explain that much. He just says, you see that Hegdish does not have the characteristic of Hitzoas Mamoin. It has the characteristic of Isser, even when you're being made on the Hitzoa Miyad Hegdish. One could give a reaction and say, look, Hegdish has nothing to do with Mamon. We might call it Mamon Hegdish, but that's just a terminology. It doesn't really mean that. All is in Isser. The problem is that there are enough rais, Reb Chaim is Mayrich on this in his Sefer and Hilchos Mi'ilo, that the identity, the geder of Mi'ilo, the avera of using hekdash improperly is similar to gezel. There are a lot enough communities. It's not isuri ano. They're not allowed to be nene from hekdash. Gezel means taking something from who it's reserved for. Something is reserved for the use of Reuven. Reuven is the owner, and I take it away. I enjoy it. I take it away. I diminish it against Reuven's bailus. That's called gezel. That's not called isra no. It's not that Reuven's possession is osur b'hano to me. It's that Reuven's possession, if I'm diminishing, Reuven's perushos. There are enough rayas that hegdish is based on that idea. Me'ilah is based on that idea. So on the one hand, Mi'ilu seems to be a form of Gezel, Gezel Hegdish, not Gezel Hadid. On the same time, there seems to be a Chilik, and it seems to be more Demli Issel. Erechol is Demli, you don't need to wait. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the moment of Hegdish is a misnomer. There's no concept of moment Hegdish in the regular sense. We'll give a dogma. There's a din of Hegdish, there's a din of Beda Gabayis, a din of Kiddush Zaguf. There's also a din of Charomois in Meseches Nedarim, Meseches Erechin, where a person can take a field and a person can be Machrim, a person can make a Koinom, it's a form of a Neder, on something that's Shaykh to Hegdish. There's something called a Koinom Kloli, there's something called a Koinom Proti. A Koinom Kloli is where a person asks everybody in the world up by now, including himself. It's also Lakuli Alma, so Mimele, it's Doimel Lahegdish. Anybody who uses it, there's Mi'ilah, will have to go through the regular route of carbon Mi'ilah, Mi'ilah plus Chaimish. It's a regular Mo'il Bahegdish. Why? Because it's also Lakuli Alma. Koinom by definition means it's also Lakuli Alma because this thing is like Hegdish. There's something called, however, a Koinom Proti. Koinom Proti means that I take my house and I assur my house ki koinom on Yankel, on Shmerel, on one person that I don't want to be Nana. Since I do it by even that it's a koinom, not just a neder, but I make it into a koinom, some Rishonim hold that a koinom proti is just a fancy way of saying a neder. There's no such thing. Hegdish would mean to everybody. Oslo akuli alma ke hegdish. Lamaisa, some Rishonim, the Ram brings from Rashi, other Rishonim, I'm going to do it this way, that even a Koinom Proti is Me'ilah. And here the question begs itself. If it's an Isra'no, I understand the Torah is Mechadish. I could ask for my possessions, Bahano, on Reuven, and not on Shimon, and not on Reuven. But if we're talking about Mom and Hegdish, how do we have a concept of Mom and Hegdish subjectively, Legabe one person? I ask for this house, Kikoinom on Yankel. Legabe Yankel, it's Momen Hegdish. How does that make sense? How is there Legabe him, it's Momen? Momen is an objective reality. Either it belongs to Reuven, it belongs to Shimon. Either the car belongs to Beryl, or it belongs to Shmerel. What does that mean? That because I'm the owner, I can make it subjectively like Hegdish to be Mechayiv him on Me'ilah, only Legabe Beryl, not Legabe Shmerel. How does that make sense? What you see from here, I one time heard this from a Talmud, from Shmuel Rozovsky, he asked this very same question to Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, and he said that the Momen Hegdish is a way of defining that using Hegdish is not because it's also Bano, like we said, but the Gezel is not in the sense of being Mafsid Hegdish. The sense, we have to examine this when we get to Erichin Mitzvah, that's the address for this type of Yisoid. But the point is that Hegdish means that when something is removed from everyday chulin type of usage, if it's removed from chulin, then it is to a certain extent kodesh. It's something that's dedicated to a higher purpose. That being dedicated to a higher purpose is an address that it has. Momen doesn't mean in the regular sense of dollars and cents, how much are you worth, how much are you worth. Hegdish doesn't have a concept. Hegdish is worth. Hegdish is the Rabbeinu Shlom. The point is that something, an item, is dedicated to a certain extent or to a full extent to usage only for Kodesh purposes. That itself is Mamon Hegdish. That means if I say that this house, Legabe Reuven, Reuven is allowed to walk into the house. But I say, Legabe Shimon, I want this house, Legabe Shaklape Shimon, to be dedicated only to usage of Hegdish. Then that's what it is. Legabe Shimon, this house is dedicated for Hegdish. This house is dedicated for a purpose of Gavoya. If Shimon enters, what he's doing is, he's violating that Yichud, that being dedicated to a higher purpose. He's violating that status, that Darga, of it being nesiyachid l'hishtamshus of kedusha. It's now being used for hishtamshus of kulin. That's a violation of Maman Hegdish. When we say mi'ila is gezel, what we mean to say in a finer, more edel way is that mi'ila is a violation of the yichud of this thing for a certain purpose. That's what we mean when we say that mi'ila is, when we say that mi'ila, the concept of isur of mi'ila, is like gezel. The reason why in Eid Echod is Nemon on Hitzos Mam Hegdish is ultimately we're not talking about financial loss. Hegdish is the Rabban Shlom. The Rabban Shlom doesn't give in a tax return every year, and he doesn't have a spreadsheet showing plus and minus. The Rabban Shlom is not worth $21.3 billion or $57.6. The Rabban Shlom is not on Forbes' list. When we talk about Mom and Hegdish, what we're talking about is how much is this item, this chayfitz, available for the use of hishtamshus of choyl, and how much is it dedicated only to usage of a higher purpose. That's what it means that it's Mom and Hegdish. It's put away, it's unique, it's misyachid, only to be used in a with a Hegdish type of hishtamshus. And any choyl hishtamshus will turn this back into the realm of an everyday chayfitz, that's a violation of that moment hegdish. For that, neid echod is nemun. We're not talking about outsourced moment in the regular sense. That's why neid echod is nemun. So now, getting back to our shmuz, the regular hegdish, the reason why hegdish shava mona shechilla shava pruta is because we're not talking about the money that we're talking about. Something's worth $100. You moil, you used a chayfitz of hegdish that was worth $100. You chayv $100. Not because you were mafsid, hegdish $100. But in order to replace that hegdish, that yichud, letam elyon, that yichud for a higher shnamshus, then the way of defining what will fill the chalal, fill the empty space of that dover hanesiyachid lehegdish, is something that's worth that value. Value in the sense of hegdish is only a way of defining what was taken away. You took something, you were mafsid $100 of hegdish, you're mechuyif to pay $100, because what you've done is you've created a void of yichud elyon, yichud lehegdish of $100. The way to fill that void is by putting something else that's $100. Paying $100 and giving that to the gizbar, what you're doing is you're filling that void. Lamashul, a shor of Ruvain that gores, that eats tomatoes of hegdish, there's no din to pay. Shor re'eyu, we learn in Bava Kama, v'lo shor shel hegdish. Why? Because over there, by destroying it, when my shor breaks into a field that belongs to hegdish, nothing was taken out of context of yichud lehegdish. The behemah is just doing a ma'aseh mazik. Hefsid momen, what does hefsid momen have to do with the Rebbein Shlom? Again, like we said, the Rebbein Shlom doesn't have a net value. The Rebbein Shlom is bigger than net values. He's the net value of the whole bria. So what we're talking about over here is $100 is a way of defining the void, filling the void of that Dovah Shebekdusha. So here we have, by Petach Hamor, the Torah gave us, so again, by Hegdish Shavah Manu Shechilu Al Shavah Pruto, the reason why that works B'di'evit is because B'di'evit, any two objects, also means there was an object, that the net value is only a secondary point. Nobody cares about the net value. The reason why it doesn't work when you're buying from a gizbar, let's say the gizbar has somebody died and wrote in his will that he's leaving over all his movables, all his metaltalin to Hegdish. Everything belongs upon his death to Hegdish. The gizbar now is selling off all the guy's tomatoes, wine, and his store of fresh deli, all to outsiders. How does he sell? He sells value-based. Why? Because since it's being done in a business setting, what would fill the void of Hegdish? Only the value of $100 for something that's biyad gizbar of $100 would be considered as filling a void. But mashenu, it's not biyad gizbar. So there you have something. A fellow was magdish something. He's outside the base of English. He was magdish something of his own, and this is the reason why it's only shaykh to the bailam. Anybody else who's coming from the outside is seeing a business opportunity. Simamel, the business opportunity, you're taking away from Hegdish $100, you're devaluing Yichud LaHegdish of $100. So you're going to have to fill that void. The pinyon will only be chal on a shavah mona b'mona. Mashenga, the Bailam himself, the house that he was Magdish, the horse that he was Magdish, to be the Gabbais, before it lands beyond Gizba, for him, it's not just $100. For him, it's a horse. A horse? It's a chayfetz, an item. So you could take a different item And he could be miyachid that, an item I took away hegdish, I could transfer kedusha of one to the other. What I'm doing is I'm filling that void that the hegdish that was created by my, the pidyon has to fill that void. Since I want to take the horse that I was maglish, I want to reinstitute it as something that's being used for divrei choyl, for chulin purposes. So well, I'll fill the void with something else. So b'di'evit, even though l'chadchila, you should do $100 for $100, b'di'evit hegdesh shavamon shechila shavapruta is chal. The reason why the Gemara Bava Metzia calls that einer nor behegdesh is what the Gemara means to say is there's no regular value system market that's being done. There's no shuk. There's no capitalism when it comes to hegdesh. Hegdesh is about filling a void, about defining something as shaykh techoil, or defining something as only being nisyachet to a higher purpose, to the shnapshus of kedusha. So when we're talking about, before it's biyad agizbo, we're talking about filling a void of chefetz A with chefetz B. So over there, a hegdesh shav aman shechila shav puta is okay. Petach Hamor, the Torah says that Seh and Hamor play auxiliary roles to each other. They play sort of parallel roles in the process of Pidiyah. That means the Torah defined that a Seh fills the void of a Hamor. Hamor, the Torah put a certain din, Kadosh li kol b'chor, Kadosh is b'chor, is chal on the b'chor. On the Hamor, we pass in the Tosef Mano, even without that, there's a certain yichud, a certain din that's chal on the Hamor. That void is filled by a Seh. There's another way to fill that void. The other way to fill that void is by seeing it as value-based. Value-based, you're filling that void with value of the same. What does that have to do with Hegdesh Shavman, Shekhila Shav Pruta? It's not so different than saying that Petach Hamor is Shaykh to a Kohen. The point to that is saying that the Chamor has two different dinim, which we discussed in a previous year. There's the din of the Kedusha on the Chamor, the Isra on the Chamor, the Yichud, the Kedusha's Bukhar on the Chamor, that has to be transferred to the Seh. That the Torah looks at as a heads-up trade between the Seh and the Chamor. The Seh and the Chamor play equal roles in defining and controlling, containing that Kedusha. And then you can look at the Chamor as mitzad the Matnas Kuhuna aspect of Petach Hamor, which means that ultimately the purpose is for it to go to Liyad HaKoyin. In terms of the Koyin who's getting it, what is he getting? He's getting something value-based. He's getting a set that's value-based. In value-based exchange has to be Lefi the worth. So either you're going to exchange a set for a Chamor, or you're going to have to plug into a value-based exchange, and you're going to have to give Shavyov. To give a Shavyov Pruta is meaningless. This lechera, what's going on in this halacha, and then more or less covers all the different nekudos over here of chilul pidyon and shava b'shava and al shava pruta. What's interesting bechlal about this din of shavi, we mentioned before the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is the loshin, the way he says it is in Sefer HaMitzvah, in non Pirush HaMishnah, in Sefer HaMitzvah, says mitzvah sasei sheyifta b'sevel loy bizul losoi. What's strange is that the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, when he brings the dinner b'shaviv, seems to bring it as lechatchila. You have two choices when you have pinyan b'et hachamor. A firstborn hachamor is born to you. You could either be paid b'seh or b'shaviv. The Torah in Shin Chof Aleph brings p'tiyah b'shaviv as a b'diyevit. The pashtus of Al Gemara. The din is to be paid the hachamor and a seh. You don't have a seh, no, and you did it on b'shaviv yoytze shaloi techama. The Rambam doesn't bring it that way, that if you did it yoytze, he means you have two choices. So the Rambam, who brings that there's two choices, and the Sefer Mitzvah says the mitzvah is b'sev v'loi b'zulosoi. A little bit strange. Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph, Amr Aleph, Divya Maskel v'Hilchsa, the Rosh, is mefurish, that you make the bracha of Asher Kedushan Tzayisiv Tzivon or Pidyon Petach Hamor even by Pidyah B'Shavyov. The Loshin in the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, Shin Chav Aleph in Yerideh, does not sound that way. And that would seem more like the Rambam that says V'Sev Loi B'Zulos. So this is a little bit strange how to put together those two Rambams. On the one hand, it seems to be that you have two options. Maybe what you have to say is something like similar to what we just said. There's two aspects of Pidyon Petach Hamor. There's the Kedusha of the Hamor, and that's Mechayv of Pidyon onto a Seh. Then there's the Matnas Kuhuna aspect, that there's somebody here who has coming to him a Matono of a Seh. If you're looking at it mitzad the Mekabel, mitzad the Kohen who's supposed to get Matnas Kuhuna, you're looking at a value-based system. You're looking at a value-based system, it's b'shavyav. But what's the mitzvah in the Torah? The ma'isa mitzvah in the Torah is the pidyon. The ma'isa mitzvah in the Torah is called b'chor tifte b'seh. That ma'isa mitzvah is dafke b'seh. So the Rambam brings the ma'isa mitzvah as expressed in the Torah b'seh. Mitzad the pidyon of the yichud kilu of the rishus of the chamor d'Yisrael, and all of the chamor and so on, over there you could plug into a value-based system, but you're not doing the ma'aseh mitzvah the way it's written in the Torah. All you're doing is you're finding a place to fill the void of that which was chamor by putting that onto shavyav. Is that the ma'aseh mitzvah in the Torah? No. Maybe you don't make a bracha. So on the one hand, the mitzvah is b'sev lo b'zulos, because that's the ma'aseh mitzvah as described in the Torah. On the other hand, where will the pedir b'chal, where will the void, if you want to take the Kiddushu off the chamor and put it someplace else, you can either fill that in a heads-up trade of a seva chamor, that's the pidia as expressed in the Torah, or you can go value-based, like we said, klape the koyin who's getting the matnas kuna, but you won't make a bracha, because that's not the ma'isa mitzvah the way it's written in the Torah. So you could do it that way, but that's not the ma'isa that's written in the Torah, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha only where it's the specified mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah the way it's written in the Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.